right person, we're doing the right things, they should be paying for themselves after about 90 days. And so don't think of it as a $40,000 investment in an assistant who's going to be working full time with you for a year. It can be like, I have enough money in the bank to pay this person. And that just allowed me to, you know, sleep at night, because you don't want to hire someone and then not be able to pay them.
I was going to say something very similar, Wendy. Great minds there. And we give you permission that it can start at home. Don't forget what we said in the beginning, that first hire can be someone at home that will free you up to do the business things, right? And so you have our full permission in focusing on your home life as well.
I absolutely love this, and just some absolutely amazing tips for how to grow your business, how to take something that's, let's call it regular, and make it huge. And it's all about leverage. It's all about hiring key people. It's all about figuring out how you can impact enough other people's lives. Only thing, I would love to add one thing, because I really like this, and I feel like this is something I talked about again, and I hate to keep bringing this back to Wendy's husband, Jay, but I'm a bit of a fanboy of Jay Papasan. But I think something we talked about on his show, and that I often tell people, is that all these people say, I want to make $100 an hour. I want to make $200 an hour. I want to make $1,000 an hour. And they want to know how to do that. The easiest way to do that is focus on the tasks that generate you $100 an hour, $200 an hour, or $500 or $1,000 an hour. And so many people, they say they want to make $100 an hour. I mean, Carol and I are in the real estate business also, in the investing business. I hear all these people that say, I got into investing to make $500 an hour. And then they're painting their own houses when they could hire somebody to do that for $20 an hour. And if you're doing a job that you can hire somebody to do for $20 an hour, you're basically trading your time for $20 an hour. Any thoughts there, Via?
Can you see me like raising and waving my hand?
I do.
Yes. We're all jumping up and down.
Oh my gosh, Jay, you're on fire. Okay, here are the dominoes. Like, so here are the dominoes. And Jay, I mean, you said it so well. The first domino to master is hustling, deal making, selling homes, bringing in income. Master the art of bringing in income. That's your first domino. So many people want to skip that step, and they want to have all of the rewards without any of the grit and grind and hustle. So for our Bigger Pockets community, a lot of that is just deal making. You know, master it, do the hard stuff, source it, right? Do the things that, you know, talk to the homeowners, right? For real estate agents, it's go sell a bunch of homes, do the cold calling, do the whatever. The second domino is reserves. Have business reserves. Your confidence level to do all of the things we're talking about are going to be helped so much when you have money in the bank. So the dominoes are deal making, income producing, reserves number two, and then number three, learn everything you can about hiring and leverage and recruiting and keeping talent, right? Starts with recruiting. To me, it moves into learning about leadership and learning how to be a good leader that no one would want to leave. So those are kind of the four building blocks that I think our business owners can kind of map in their minds for the process.
And the hard part is you got to run your business at the same time you're doing that on the side. And the reality is most people just don't want to do that. They want to continue to do their one 100%. Job, and they don't want to master leadership. They don't want to master hiring, because it's a whole other job, right? When you've got to hire that first assistant, you're probably drowning. And to take back and step back and take the time to really source and hire a good candidate. Because what most people do is they're drowning. They look around, they point at someone and they say, hey, you come work with me. And it's probably a friend and it doesn't work out. And then they say, you know what? I'm no good at hiring. I'm just going to continue to do what I do. And so the pattern self-perpetuates. And if you can take a step back in order to take two steps forward, that's really what business building success looks like.
Yeah. And we should be thinking about this in all aspects of our lives. I don't remember which one of you said it. I apologize. But there was an amazing quote earlier of, your kids don't care who cooked the meal, but they do care that you eat it with them. And it's a good reminder that we can be doing the same thing in our personal lives. So we need to get the dry cleaning done, but we don't have to do the dry cleaning. We need to cook the meals, but we don't need to be the ones actually doing the cooking. We need to go shopping and bring in food, but it doesn't have to be Carol or myself actually going out and doing the shopping. And so, yeah, maybe you're not doing that on day one. Maybe you're building, that's the second domino or the third domino, as Via said, but at some point, start thinking about how we can be outsourcing all parts of our lives to focus on the important stuff, not just the stuff in our business lives.
Yeah, I think, Jay, that's so good. And I know that we want to move on here. But what I think the big difference here is, like, a lot of us are sort of natural deal makers, what Via said. And what's nice about that is, like, we can make things happen and we see the sort of fruits of our labor quickly. Right. When I was making those conversion calls, I felt like driving home. I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. Right. But then it's like, well, now I've got to go raise kids. And that takes like 18 years to see the fruit of your labor. Like, or now it's like, 25. I've got to develop lead. Yeah. I've got to develop leaders. And it's like, oh my goodness, that takes years and years to develop my leadership, to develop them. And it's like, part of it is a lot of times when people run towards what gives them sort of the recognition fast, right? Like what, or the satisfaction fast, but it's the true joy comes of the things that take a long time that we put our time and effort in and becoming masters of. And that is when you see true satisfaction, not in just that one deal making, but if you can learn to master hiring, if you can learn to master making a lasting impact on someone's life, yes, that takes a long time, but the joy from that literally can change your life, right? That joy from that versus the one deal. And so I think sometimes you